Have you ever wondered how the pedicab industry got started? You know, the guys and gals that travel people around town? Well, purchase the book Pedicab Hearsay, available on Amazon.com, both electronic and hard copy. Get the stories today. Welcome to another edition of the Burrito Radio Show. This is your host, 2B1 Energy. And today's guest, we have a special guest all the way from Dallas, Texas. Her name is Carol Wilson. She goes by Miss Fit Pro. She's been doing what I call health and fitness and wellness for a very, very long time, from what I gather, which is how we end up actually connecting. Welcome to the show, Carol.
Thank you so much for having me.
And what's the temperature right now out there in Dallas?
Actually, it's a decent day. I think it's in the mid 90s. We call it good in the summertime.
You got it. One of the things that really impressed me is your actual resume on your LinkedIn page. I want to give the audience a little bit of insight from what I saw. Your company is titled Fitness 360, correct?
Correct.
And you are an elite fitness trainer, a Pilates instructor, as well as a group exercise instructor as well. And you also know a lot of information about nutrition and weight loss, correct?
Yes, sir, that's correct.
Okay, please explain. Tell the audience a little bit about your company.
Well, thank you. Like you said, I've been in the industry a long time. And when I developed this studio, I wanted to help people that are deconditioned, that needed information, that kind of bust all the myths that are out there. I mean, there's a lot of information, but not all of it is correct. So people are, you know, helter-skelter all over the place. Following this diet and that recommendation and taking this pill. And so I wanted to find, you know, to start a place where it's very community oriented. People can come and no matter what condition they're in, they'll feel comfortable. We are very loving and inviting and caring and supportive. And so, yeah, and we meet everybody where they come in at, right? So a lot of times a result of being overweight would be, you know, your joints start giving out. You've got all this weight that your joints are trying to support, but they're not really designed to do that. So then you start having knee problems and back problems and shoulder problems. So we here modify a lot of the exercises to accommodate whatever issues you come in with. So yeah, and then you look around and you see people who look like you. So no offense to Barbie, but right, but yeah, you don't want to be in a class of Barbies because you're not going to feel comfortable there. And it's very intimidating anyway to walk into a class and you don't know what you're supposed to be doing.
Right.
And you might be not keeping up like everybody else. But that's okay, because as long as you're doing something, as long as you're moving, it will get better, I promise.
Well, how long has your business been open?
So my business has been open for almost, I'm going to say 8 years.
Okay, so you have a pretty good, Fitness 360 has a pretty good clientele, correct? As well as they get some pretty good results.
That is correct.
All right, and do you deal with any type of, like, let's say, special age groups, or is it pretty much top to bottom?
So generally speaking, I mean, we will take anybody who needs help, age group wise, but again, keep in mind that we'll help you get what you need. So you could be 28 and need to lose weight and create a healthier lifestyle. You could be 60 and be in the same boat, or want to make sure that you're maintaining a healthy lifestyle. So we'll take anybody, but generally speaking, we tend to have a little bit more mature clientele.
Okay, do you have any obese people on your client list? I mean, severely obese?
Yes, sir, I do.
Okay, to be one, my sir is my nephew. But I noticed also on your LinkedIn page, you have small class sizes to actually help reduce the pressure. And it also speaks about an array of customized programs. Would you like to explain one of those programs real quick?
Yeah, so again, I'm gonna point you back to the modification of classes. Of exercises. So we keep our classes small. So again, we're kind of unique in that our trainers are not just instructors, they're actually trainers. So you want to think about our classes more like small group training, right? So everybody gets, again, what they need. So in a class of, say, I don't know, 8 people, everybody's working the same muscle group, but people may be doing it a little bit differently. The exercise may look a little different, but everybody's working the same muscle group. So
because everybody has a different, I guess, goal on what they're trying to achieve when it comes down to their body, right?
Yes, of course. So you have people that come in and they want to tone. But I promise you, the biggest request we have is weight loss. And then you have people that come in and say, "Hey, I'm trying to develop endurance." But as an example of a customized class, we have a Pilates studio within our studio that is very customized. Pilates reformer, done on a very specific machine that helps you when your muscles aren't strong enough to do some things in other ways. So, yeah.
Okay, and as I noticed here, you have a lot of certificates, and you receive some quality education from Southern University, right?
That is correct. That is correct.
And so,
Southern University started at Hampton, and yep, I finished at Southern University, and yes, I have a ton of certifications.
Yeah, so well qualified and well, I mean, like, you know, what can you say? I mean, if you've been doing this a lot, you've seen probably a lot of happy people that you've helped over the years.
Yes, I have. And that kind of makes what I do all worthwhile. When I see you know, people gain mobility now they can walk better, or they're out of pain, or pain is minimized and they have more energy, or they're sleeping better, or they can reduce their medication. And diabetes is a big one on that list.
Right. Now, do you actually sell any products at your at Fitness 360?
You know, I actually do not, but I will recommend things for people if they're needing something. For example, people often ask about protein shakes or protein powder, I guess. And I always try and find the most cost-effective, but, you know, best, most effective, but cost-friendly product that I can find to recommend. And so, generally speaking, people who are looking for protein powder, I always recommend something plant-based for a couple of reasons. One is because whey is actually made from a dairy byproduct. Many people are lactose intolerant and don't even realize it. And so it can cause you to bloat. That's one reason. And plant-based proteins also have more superfoods in them, so they're actually better for you.
Well, I mean, like, I definitely have like a very lactose-free diet, because I recognized a long time ago that my diet did not need a lot of lactose. I also have a skin disease called psoriasis from a lot of the stuff in the grains and the breads and some of the chemicals and the processed food. But we're going to get that into the next segment, okay? Yep. In the meantime, we're going to take a short break in the action. We're here with Miss Fit Pro, owner of Fitness 360, on the Burrito Radio Show.
Yay!
Hi, this is Terry from Amethyst Moon. We'd like to tell you we're still here and open for business. We're located at 8329 La Mesa Boulevard in La Mesa Village. We have some new store hours temporarily from 11 to 6, Tuesday through Saturday, and we hope to see you soon.
TV1 has a game called None is Perfect Billiards. It is a game based on points, stroke play, pretty much. You get to find out what your score would be in comparison to the pros. It's one of the better games that's out there, and it's new and fresh for the 21st century. If you'd like to be on the players list or participate in one of the games or videos, contact None is Perfect Billiards at nipbilliards@gmail.com. Get on the players list and take part in the fun today.
Hey, you guys, we're over here at Marcella June's Coffee Lounge. Our address is 8513 La Mesa Boulevard. We sell herbal medicine and coffee and tea, and we're working on a lot of community projects to get some massage therapy going in with all this. You can reach us at 619-504-9494. We're open Monday through Friday again. Please come on by. Thank you very much.
Hello, this is Ricky Elliott. I work under the umbrella of Primerica, and what we do is we teach families to earn more income, become properly protected, debt-free, and financially independent. My contact information is 619-867-1053.
Hey everybody, this is Del Sol Records, and you're listening to the Burrito Radio Show.
And we're back here on the Burrito Radio Show. I'd like to remind our audience that our show is themed on alternative health. And today we have a nice guest all the way from Dallas, Texas. She's taking a little bit of her time out to actually give us her take on some of the things that's going on in America today. One of the major problems that she brought up in the last segment was obesity, and that she comes across quite a few people in her studio. Ms. Fit Pro, why is the American population so overweight and obese?
Wow. How much time you got? Short answer. The short answer is, honestly, convenience. We have gotten to be such an instant society, and I would say that not cooking is our biggest hazard on why we're overweight.
So it's not knowing what we're putting in our bodies, right? Like I know a lot of my guests that I talk to, I always bring up processed food. And the processed food, in my opinion, the people don't know what's really in the food, whether it's coming from the grocery store or from the restaurant or even your favorite restaurant that's supposed to be nice and, you know, lavishing.
So, yes, you're absolutely correct. Processed food is totally the enemy. It breaks down chemically. Oftentimes, especially sugar substances, literally as a, like a drug, like cocaine. It makes you crave more of the same thing. It has no nutritional value, and your body can't recognize it and process it properly. So it just creates a big cycle of destruction. It's terrible.
Now, due to the shutdown, I'm going to be honest with you. I don't really feel like what we're dealing with is a virus. I feel like what we're dealing with is people finally being caught in this unhealthy web that we've been living for probably the past 30, 40 years. It's kind of sad to see young children at the age of 9 already gain a lot of weight because of their diet compared to somebody that with a healthy diet who doesn't already gain that much fat. I want to try to bring a couple of words to see if you know what they are. You ever heard of a word called niacin? Spelled N-I-A-C-I-N?
Niacin.
Niacin.
Yeah. It's a vitamin.
Vitamin B, right?
Yep.
According to my research, it says it can cause side effects such as flushing, itching, redness, and these are the kind of products that are in our foods. What about thiamine mononitrate?
Say it again, hon.
Thiamine mononitrate, spelled T-H-I-A-M-A-N. Mononitrate, M-O-N-O-N-I-T-R-A-T-E.
Thiamine.
Yeah, it's another vitamin B1
right.
Supplement.
Thiamine, though. Mononitrate. So here's the deal with vitamin B. There are several variations of vitamin B. Thiamine mononitrate is actually synthetic version of vitamin B1. The other one you were talking about, what was it, niacin?
Yes.
I believe B3. And the B complex that we get in most of our food, and an abundance of it, is B6, but what we don't get is B12, and that's the good B. So
why do the scientists leave it out that people know they're going to eat? Why do they leave it out when they know that they need it?
Ask me that again. So when the...
Why would the scientists leave out in this food of vitamin B12 when they know that the body actually needs it?
So you're asking me why manufacturers leave out the...
Yeah, I mean, in your opinion, why do you think they do? Why do you think they live?
Real simple. It's very simple. It's a matter of return on investment. It's cost thing. So you can't really synthesize B12. It has to come from natural sources, which cost more. So yeah, all of this synthetic stuff, they can put in more in your food more cheaply and label that it's got vitamins in it, which is, you know, marketing wise more impressive. So yeah,
so I can bring up some other words like folic acid and the enriched bleached flour, but I'm wanting to try to get straight to the point. My point being is that when somebody's on these kind of what I call not really getting the full diet that they should get because they're eating all this stuff that's in the food that we're mentioning. All these words are in foods that we mentioned, you know, that processed food. Due to this not helping the body, why aren't we exposing this portion of this health craze that we're on and coming down more pressure on the manufacturers? I mean, it's kind of creating a false narrative of saying that there's a virus, but then at the same time, we're giving, make sure that people are not getting the actual supplements that they need in order to make them more healthy.
Yeah, so you could have a whole show on this, on that question. Why are we not putting pressure on manufacturers? Because I believe you mentioned earlier that people are not paying attention to what they're putting in their body, right? So they're eating, like eating a donut, right? It tastes good. It's satisfying some chemical need that the body has, but there's no nutrition in it. So the things that we choose to eat, we're making this choice, are not nutritious, and because we have developed a habit of eating that way, yeah, people are just like, I'm good. So they're not really thinking about the fact that they're damaging their body by eating all this crap.
Right. And so therefore, what I'm trying to say is that people have been falling, we have more serious problems with the heart disease, diabetes, way more than this virus, but we're not really addressing those problems right away. We're not really coming down pressure on some of these companies that are really what I call gaining a major profit from, you know, the health industry benefiting too, because if somebody's not feeling healthy, most of the time they want to go see a doctor to try to help them out. And then it helps the insurance companies and it helps, it's like a trickle down effect.
Correct. So yeah, you hit the nail on the head. So that's part of the problem. You're talking about big business, I mean, billions of dollars, the FDA, you know, the food industry, and in my opinion, the drug manufacturers, the medical industry, they're working together in a way because, like you said, people are not taking, and I'm sorry, and I'm not trying to offend anybody, but you've got to take personal responsibility for control of your health and wellness. That's kind of the bottom line, because if you don't, you'll get caught in this cycle that you're talking about. Eating bad, running to the doctor, taking drugs. That's the cycle.
Right, and so all of a sudden it becomes a panic mode. You know, I've been like I call myself a holistic practitioner, meaning that I don't go see doctors. Right, I don't like doctors, okay? I know I'm gonna have to go see one day, but I don't like them. I'm the kind of person that like has changed my diet. I cheat every so often, but most of the time, I eat pretty healthy and I work out about 3-4 times a week. Okay, I've been doing this, and because of that, I look younger than I'm told. Okay, if a person can understand that you don't need doctors because you live a healthy lifestyle, how can we convince people to actually change their ways? Is it to have people come see you more often?
So that's the $64,000 question. If I knew the answer to that, I would be a kabillionaire, honest to God. Changing people's habits, it's a habit thing, right? So you said you've been trying to eat healthy and working out for some years because you're trying to maintain a quality of life and a certain level of health. That is a conscious decision and a choice that you're making, but most people...
A lifestyle.
Yeah.
It's a lifestyle.
It's a lifestyle. So most people are not choosing to make to do that healthy lifestyle now. Why? Because it now requires A, change. You know, people don't like change. B, it requires you to do some work, some stuff you hadn't done before. And C, it requires you to be a little uncomfortable as you go through, I almost want to say, withdrawal from eating the crap that you've been eating.
Totally, 100%.
Yeah. It's a tough sell, I'm telling you.
Yeah, because I guess it's almost like with anything else, once you fall into this kind of like malnutritious diet, it's hard to climb out of it. It's almost like smoking a cigarette. Once you smoke one cigarette, then all of a sudden you're smoking a pack within 5 years. And then you're trying to quit because your lungs are getting attacked. So we have a great guest today. She goes by Miss Fit Pro. She has a place out there in Dallas. We're going to take a short pause for the cause. You're listening to the Burrito Radio Show.
Burrito Radio Show brings you a new program titled Boxing is Life, brought to you by the fictional character Baba Zande, for entertainment purposes only.
It's still one motion, so ride the wave of life.
Fresh food for the fresh body. What goes in fresh comes out healthy. Be sure to visit your local farmer's market, and trust me, you'll feel much better.
Having troubles with your electronic products, including your cell phone or maybe it's your laptop? Well, the Nerd Repair Center, located on El Cajon Boulevard, can help you out. Give them a call at 619-363-4210. They're located at 3829 El Cajon Boulevard. Their hours of operation are Monday through Saturday, 10 a.m. to 6 p.m.
Hi, this is Azul Jewelry, and you're listening to the Burrito Radio Show.
Yes, we're back on the Burrito Radio Show. We got one more discussion here with Miss Fit Pro. If you're ever in the Dallas area, make sure you go by her studio, check it out. She probably has wonderful places for you to actually meditate. Thinking about meditation, do you have an area where people can actually meditate in your boutique?
You know, we do not have a specific place, but we do meditate as part of the end of some of our classes, just to, you know, let people kind of crank down and get some mental balance.
Okay, and we've been in this, some people call it a pandemic. Somebody even called it an epidemic, and I don't even think they knew what that they were talking about. And then there's the other side that some people call it a plandemic, like this has been planned politics. Like I said before, I'm not one to take away anybody's malnutritious mishealth or try to you know, lower, you know, the importance of it all. But in my opinion, the whole thing has been misdiagnosed. In other words, yes, people are getting sick. People are passing away. They're not breathing properly. But due to the things that we just discussed about the processed food, about the obesity, what's your take about the COVID-19 thing that's going down, that's really closing a lot of business? A lot of businesses are closing down across the country. A lot of people are getting upset because, you know, the rate of actually not dying is like 99.94% or something like that.
Yeah, so kind of to your point earlier, and I've read a lot about this, and of course, you know, their opinions coming from everywhere. Like you said, it was planned for the election. It is pretty convenient to the election. And you don't want to get me started down the politics road, but
that's for another episode there.
That's definitely for another episode. But I think it is going to have an effect on the election. But to your point, since we're talking about health, I would say that if people generally were living a healthier lifestyle, they would have a stronger immune system. This disease would not have been as big of a problem if we as a society lived a healthier lifestyle. Stronger immune system means your body can fight off these things. So yeah, it's, you know, we can do something about this, because in my opinion, this is not going to be the last time we see something like this.
Right. Now, here's my note, okay? Like I said, I've been taking a lot of notes ever since I changed my lifestyle. So we're talking about, you know, 15, almost 20 years, okay? I discovered back in 2002 this thing called rare earth metals. Have you ever heard of that term?
I have.
And so do you know about any of these metals?
So I can tell you that is more of a holistic science that is not my expertise, but I do know a little bit about them.
Okay, I'm going to give you a little insight, okay? Rare earth metals pretty much are the technology that we have today. So all the little machines, all the little helps your car run better, smoother, you know, airlines, I mean, goes from top to bottom. The largest manufacturer, or the largest, I would say, mining person would be China, right? Because China has, like most of these rare earth metals are located in a certain domain. And so China and Japan, as well as some other countries, the United States is not really one of them, but we're starting to get into the mining of rare earth metals. Now, these metals are actually radioactive. And from my research, I noticed that the overexposure of these metals can cause somebody to be sick. What I did find out was that by affecting your brain and not breathing, it can actually give you cause your central nervous system to actually have a disorder.
Yeah, that's correct. So on the rare earth metals, I know that there are certain kinds that are helpful. They have like different electric and magnetic properties that are supposed to affect you differently. I know of one that's radioactive, which is promethium. But yes, not being able to breathe. So listen, Let me sum this up for you. Like a car. This is something everyone can understand. Like a car, your body, you know, everything is designed to run efficiently, optimally, in tune. But if one thing gets thrown off, it throws other things off. So yes, if your respiratory system is compromised, you can't breathe. Absolutely, it's going to start affecting other parts of your body, your internal organs, so forth and so on. And if you already, as we know, have a weakened immune system or other health issues, yeah, it's going to be a problem.
Well, and that's my point, is that because of the advancement of our technology, we have not really researched the exposure of the health issues that we cause. There are some actually organizations that do definitely question a lot of the what they call radio frequency radiation that is transmitting, even what we're doing right now, to up in a, you know, to some satellite for us to be able to communicate. Now, what people don't understand is that the rare earth metals actually penetrate our body. They actually go inside our body, and it's very difficult to filter out. Due to this, these certain factors, as well as exposing ourselves, in my opinion, because the our nasal capacity gets closed and clogged up from not breathing properly, combined with the malnutritious diet that we keep, it's going to allow our body temperatures to rise and actually possibly get a virus.
Oh, okay, I see where you're going. So yeah, like I said, you know, our body's designed to work efficiently with each, you know, everything's ticking along, but once something is not working properly, it affects the other parts. So if you are not breathing properly, if you don't have a strong respiratory or lung system, there are actually breathing exercises you can do to strengthen that. But again, to your point, we have to pay more attention to what we're putting in our body to strengthen our immune system, to make our system work optimally. And that's going to solve a lot of the problems that we're having. Some of this other stuff will solve itself.
Now, another thing that I found out during this time period of the shutdown was that back in 2015, there was a Harvard study on infected droplets. Okay, this was the very first time, really. There was maybe another previous article, but it didn't mention infected droplets. These Harvard students claim that through theoretical models, that infected droplets can actually come out your mouth and travel mysteriously through the air without being affected by the wind or the snow or the rain or anything, and actually travel in somebody's body and affect them. What I also found out to contradict that, though, was that saliva is 99.4% water, and the 0.6% is actually a protectant for our teeth. So if there is a virus that can float through the air, wouldn't it come from a dry mouth rather than a wet mouth? And wouldn't we want to preach drink water instead of allowing people to drink alcohol, smoke cigarettes, drink coffee, and all these things that make us dehydrated?
Okay. That's a good one. So, you know, just from an overall professional standpoint, I would say that I would recommend that people drink water. Absolutely. Well, first of all, because it's so vital to your body, and it helps you lose weight, speaking of weight loss, which we were. And it helps to kind of keep everything
fluid, right?
Yeah, I mean, lubricated is the word I was trying to use. But yeah, and your body is mostly water, so you definitely need to give it enough water. And that in itself is going to make you just like literally that would help your immune system if you drank enough water. And yes, we don't want to be sitting around drinking alcohol, smoking, because we know those things are bad for us. And we need to amp up our immune system. So, yeah, I totally agree with you on that.
So that's where I get a problem with what's going on. That's why I think this is all political, is because when somebody says, yeah, we want everybody to be healthy, but at the same time, you're not promoting for people to stay hydrated. You're not trying to say, okay, we're going to shut down the liquor stores. Right? We're going to shut down all the fast food joints and serve the sodas and, you know, make sure nobody's, you know, and making sure that everybody's drinking water. Those are the kind of messages that I feel like that have not been addressed about a virus that, like I said, they're talking about infected droplets, not your regular droplets. Regular droplets are actually healthy for you. Infected droplets that travel out your mouth mysteriously through the air without being affected by gravity or anything, you know, this is where I have a problem, and where people are just so naive on their own health issues.
Yeah, and again, that's, you know, that's a $64,000 thing. If we could get people more interested in their own health, if they would take responsibility for their own health and wellness. I mean, it's the most important decision you can make, is to take control of your own health and wellness. Then we would make more noise to pressure manufacturers to make healthier things without all of these artificial additives, and we would take better care of our body. But right now, all the stuff you're talking about, why the message isn't out there, it's because, again, it's because of money. The fast food industry boomed during the beginning of the shutdown.
I know.
So these people are making big money. So big money for McDonald's means tax revenue for the government. It's just a domino cycle of things. So, yeah, that's going to be kind of tough. I have another opinion on that, which we'll do in another time. But, you know, even government assistance provided to buy food, I always felt like they should structure it so that these people use this assistance to buy healthy foods. In other words, if I give you $100 to buy food, yeah, you can't go out and buy cookies and chips and soda because it's cheap at the dollar store. So, but that's perpetuating the bad health. That perpetuates.
It's going backwards, where they allow people to actually use their EBT now to go and get fast food.
Yeah, I was trying to stay away from that, but yeah, exactly. That's exactly my point.
I'm brave. I'm a brave soul over here. I let it be known. Trust me. I want to thank Carol Wilson, aka Miss Fit Pro, for joining our Burrito Radio Show. I really hope she comes back. She's definitely very knowledgeable about health and wellness. One more time, give out your business and where they can find you if they have an online website.
Okay, thanks so much again for having me. Again, guys, my name is Carol Wilson. I am the owner of Fitness 360 in Dallas. We are a boutique fitness studio. If you're struggling, if you have questions, just if you need some advice, go ahead and contact me. My number is 214-702-9975, 214-702-9975. And on the website, you can find me at fitness360.com or any of the social media, fitness360.com. And you have been listening to the Burrito radio show.
Ride on with the ride on, all the way out here from the West Coast. We'd like to thank everybody for checking in. Once again, this is the Burrito Radio Show, and our slogan is, it's still one motion, so ride the wave of life.